The next one, the third one, is about the shield. And that's on the back page there. We'll look at Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. The shield is there's something greater that you need to have when you need protection. You know, that's what a shield does, right? It protects you from the fiery darts of the enemy. And in the battle, you need a shield. Remember Ephesians 6, when we study the armor of God? It's the shield of faith, right? But that's just talking about how we have the faith of Jesus Christ that we can have to the power to use his name. So you go, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. The shield we have is Christ. Okay, so this is Old Testament that we're reading. But everything we have is what's in Christ. We have his ability, we have his love, we have his faith, we have his peace, and we have his protection too. So Proverbs 30, verse 5.
Every word of God proves true. He's a shield to those who take refuge in him.
Every word of God, what? Proves true. That should be our theme song this coming month here. When all of the hullabaloo of Christmas and holidays and stuff and things are pressing down on us, go, you know what? Dang it, the word of God proves true. That's all there is to it. Okay, how about Psalm 144, verse 2? That word about proving true is, it's like, it's refined, like you would refine gold. So when you take the word of God and you refine it, it proves that it's 100% true gold. Okay, Psalm 144, verse 2.
He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me.
Oh, so that's something that happens when we take the shield and we find refuge in the shield. You use the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy gets subdued. Period. It's not just about this nice thing of trust. It's that there are results from trusting God. And there are things that happen. We get answers. We have our hearts be taken care of. But we get deliverance, too. There's so many other verses that talk about how he's my shield, my buckler, my strength. And the reason we take refuge in him and have that shield as the thing that we're trusting in is because it brings deliverance. Psalm 3. This is a whole another great psalm. We're just going to read a couple verses here. 3-6.
But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around.
Okay, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me, right? Remember that was in one of the other songs, too, about trusting is, not only does God see, but God hears, too. So he hears our prayers. But say, thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Because you know what happens when we're under attack? Our heads just go. And he goes, lift up your head. See that I am the shield. I am the one that will protect you. I'm the one that has the power and the deliverance. Okay? So, play this song. This one's kind of a more upbeat song. How thou art a shield for me.
How are they, priests that trouble me? They are are they that rise up against me. Many are they that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and lifter of my head. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who set themselves against me round about. Set themselves against me round about. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I wait for the Lord, sustain me, how are they increased that trouble me, many are they that rise up against me, many are they that say of my soul, there is no help.
Still, he still has the last one is his right hand. Now that's when you need power. That's when you need guidance. That's when you need answers. Because God's right hand is the hand of blessing, right? But it's also the hand of power. His hand represents all that he is. So how many hosts does God have? He calls himself the Lord of hosts, right? Lord Sabaoth, Jehovah Sabaoth. And it means that he has all ability and all power. And he can call on any one of his angels to go help. Whatever you need, he has the power. And that's what it means with his right hand. So let's look at Psalm 17. So you're kind of getting the idea that this taking refuge, it's a lot bigger thing than just, you know, oh, I'm just going to go flee to the rock and sit under there for a while. Psalm 17, verse 7.
Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand.
Okay. See, thou that savest, right? Deliverance. That's what power and authority is all about, is getting deliverance. Okay, Psalm 37, verse 40.
The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him.
Okay, what happens when we take refuge in God's right hand is that we escape or we get delivered. It's like you get snatched out. Remember, I've taught you before about the idea of redemption or deliverance is that you're on the edge of this cliff and you're going off the cliff and you're going to be falling over the edge really soon and God just snatches you away, right? That's deliverance. And that's where that right hand, see, comes down, and it's his power that rescues us out of situations. Not how great we figure it out ourselves, not because we fled to the mountain, not because we had whatever, right? It's His power. Look at Hebrews chapter 13. This is the same picture in the New Testament. Hebrews 13, verse 5. This is probably one of my very favorite verses, although I have tons of favorite verses. Hebrews 13, verse 5.
Keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Verse 6.
So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?
Okay, in the manifestations, God told us over through almost everyone, do not fear. Well, this is how we cannot have fear, is because the Lord is my helper. And He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Aramaic of that verse says, my hands will never relax hold of you. So not only is God's hand, a right hand, a hand of power, but He's holding onto our hand. And that's how He gently leads us and guides us through the midst of whatever pitfalls, whatever maze life has to offer us. And that's the reason we can boldly say, what can man do unto me? If God is holding my hand and He's guiding me, and that's the right hand of power and authority, what do I have to be worried about? Nothing. And so it's a lot of the song that Sal wrote is the last one I want to play. It's about our prayer to God is lead me, okay? In all of these things, lead me to the rock. Lead me to the shadow of your wings. Lead me to your shield. Help me to understand it. And lead me, guide me by your hand. Because I seek for your wisdom. I seek for your face. I seek for your answer in my life. And this is a little bit longer song, but I think that you'll be really blessed listening to the words of it. Because if you see like that first, the third paragraph down there, he says, you are my guide along the way. You give me understanding day by day. Thy word have I hid deep within the midst of my heart so that I might not sin. It's your will and not my own that I seek. It's your word that you breathed, I believe. And your Son, Jesus Christ, who depended on your command, shows me how to reach for your hand. So again, it's not about our trying to reach for God's hand. It's that Jesus Christ already showed the way so that we can do this. And He already made it available. So enjoy the song.
Closer to you each day. along the way. You give me understanding day by day. Thy word have I hid deep within the midst of my heart, so that I might not sin. It is your will and not mine own I seek. It is your word that you breathe, I believe. Your Son, Jesus Christ, who depended on your command, shows me how to reach for your hand. Where you lead, I will follow every step, every day. My heart's plea is to walk closer to you each day, and give me the strength, Lord, to be all that your word says I can be. Tried to be free, to do it on my own, never letting go or give up my control. Now I see your Son in me, it's with his heart I pray, and with his hands now I
I love that part in the song about, now I see your Son in me, and it's with his heart I pray, and with his hands now I work, and with his ears I hear you, Lord, and with his eyes I see. Without Jesus Christ, we would have nothing. It would be too hard. Psalm 31, verse 1 to 3.
In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me, rescue me speedily. Be the rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. For you are a rock, are my rock and my fortress. And for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me.
You are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake, who's the name's sake? Jesus Christ. Lead me and guide me. So there's the four things that are higher than I that we could take refuge in, what, no matter what situation it is, whether it's small or big. Because he's a rock, and he's higher than I. His wings give us love and comfort. His shield gives us protection, and his right hand guides us wherever we need to go. So, Father, I thank you for this time that we've had to look into your precious word. And your word does prove true in every single situation. And we can rely upon your word, but we can rely upon the ability, the integrity, and the character of all of who you are. For you are a God of love. You are the one who's the mighty rock. But you sent your Son to be our Savior and our Redeemer in every category, and for that we are so grateful, because it enables us to be able to walk through the maze of this world holding tight to your hand and knowing that you will never, ever, ever leave us or forsake us in any way. Thank you for the awesome time that we've had to be able to be together this morning, and that we can carry these words in our heart and come into your presence even more in these coming weeks, because we know that you are the faithful, mighty, loving God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, right now,